Welcome back to Such Fun, a podcast devoted to discussion, education, and celebration of all things fisting. I'm Jazmataz.
And I'm Big Butt Geek.
And we're going to have such fun, I guess.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
we've got an interesting one today. We're talking about content creation and content creators and how fisting fits into all of that. I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about my elephant in the room, which is I kind of hate content creation.
I mean, let's just swing big. I'm indifferent. I'm far more chill about this topic.
I'm going to spend the rest of the episode defending my position, but also, you know, trying not to tread on too many toes because I have friends who are content creators, obviously, and I value their work. And sex work is work. And I of course stand for that, and I stand for sex positivity. So yeah, let's jump in. When we were designing this episode, I came up with a bunch of complaints, and then BBG swooped in to save the day and was like, why don't we talk about this and look at things from this angle and make everything kind of circumspect? And I really appreciate it. I love having you to do this with me because...
So I'm good cop. Okay. I'm good cop this episode.
This episode, you're good cop.
I will defend
for a change.
Well, I just off the top of my head, I just thought, you know, you mentioned you have friends that are content creators. Like, I feel that's a real like recent thing
to have friends.
10 years ago, I was living in a cave somewhere in Berkshire. I guess 10 years ago, like if you had a friend that did porn, it was like, oh my god, I have a friend that does porn. They do.
That was radical.
They do porn. They get fucked on the internet. Yeah, that's quite cool. Now, I don't know about you, like half the people I know are getting dicked down on the internet.
Fucking everybody's getting fucked on the internet.
Yeah, it's just oh, I haven't seen your dick on the internet. This is radical.
That's right.
Truly radical. It's like, are you a Puritan?
Especially now, you know, that everybody's earning money doing it. People aren't giving it out for free anymore.
Mm.
Like back in my day, when I started my XTube account and I was uploading porn, you know, I never upload porn anymore, but like when I used to, and it was kind of an unusual thing to do. It wasn't for money, it was just for fun, and the whole scene felt quite different.
Did you ever charge?
Never. Nobody has ever paid to see me fucking or fisting or anything like that. Never. I'm a virgin.
Okay, so really, your aversion to content creation is really your resentment at never being paid to do it. Why aren't I worthy
let's talk
of getting paid to fuck on the internet?
Let's talk in black and white. Why not? No. So here's the thing. Like I've flirted with the idea a number of times, and I know you have a Just for Fans.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, but yeah.
And so I like just
sorry that sounds very like no, it's like it's just this thing I really don't think about at all. Like I made it 2 years ago, three, and it was just I think it was in lockdown. And I was like, could do some money. And it was when we still had quite tight time restrictions on videos you could post on Twitter. And I was like, well, here's the 10-minute clip versus the 2-minute clip you can get on Twitter. So I was like, here it is. And I've never really, other than there's like auto things that pop up, you know, if someone subscribes, I've never been like, hey guys, check out my new, I'm like, look, here it is. It's there if you want it. I'm not going to actively
promote it,
draw your attention to it, but it's just like, there it is. If you want it, sure.
And I do think that, like, when you said that to me the first time, that, I gotta say, that kind of turned me on, because, I was thinking, I would love to do the same, actually. I'd love to put some videos out there. If people really want to watch me, they can pay a little bit, and I get a bit of pocket money. That's a great idea. And so you actually prompted me in that to go and register for a Just for Fans. I got to the last step, the ID step where you like I had to go and grab my passport, and that meant getting up off the couch. And I was like, no.
That's your limit.
Let me do that another day. And that's where I
You only it. Do this with me because you can stay on the couch and do it. This is the only reason this happens.
Hey, I'm not even on the couch. I am in bed. See my duvet here?
The duvet.
Yeah, I'm lazy as fuck.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So you know, I'm still at the precipice. Maybe I'll follow through. Look, if anybody out there wants to see me on Just for Fans, slide into my DMs and I'll maybe get that happening if I get enough interest. But
well, you popped up on my Just for Fans feed not too long
did
ago.
Did I? What?
How's yeah, because you're in a bunch of videos with Max Depth.
Oh, that's news to me.
Oh, okay.
I never signed any model release forms.
Okay, well,
I mean, not that I care. He should go for gold. Like, if it like yeah. it was hot. It was hot. So why not?
It's very hot. Yeah. I didn't jerk off to you, by the way. I was just sort of like I was very like proud. Mum, I was like. Look at her go.
Aww.
And I just kept going. I just kept trying.
No, it's... That's another thing. So, like, back, like, in 2020, when I first thought about doing it just for fans, my husband, who's a photographer and has studied film as well, he was like, I'll happily do the filming and the editing for you. We can make a business out of it. You just need to recruit your friends, basically. My friends with a double F, you know? And I thought about this and I wrote a list of people I might ask to film with. And I thought, yeah, but I also don't want to ruin that or like risk ruining those friendships because I fist with guys that I think for the most part don't really want to be making films necessarily. Like at least at that stage, that was definitely the case. The guys I was filming with were like intimate partners. We tended not to film things and I was afraid to go and ask them because I thought, how's that conversation going to go? Hey, do you want to be on my Just for Fans? I don't know how, if I can pay you. I don't know if I want to pay you. You have to sign this model release form, consent form, whatever.
Well, this is a really interesting point because this is really kind of a new language that we're exploring within the community.
Yeah.
Any, you know, gay community, queer community, fist community, whatever. It's just like, how do you... Because before, when you made porn, it was through a studio. It was all a professional setup. You know, this was all... It was a business. Now kind of the onus is on individuals. So... And we've all, you know, I mean, we've all had these messages from people like, hey, do you want to film some content? Do you want to collab? And it's this new kind of discourse that we're... sort of tackling in the
exactly,
last few years.
This
and it's
collab.
And it's really not been perfected yet because I think most people you speak to who are not quote unquote content creators, porn people, they find this sort of language just so off-putting and just it's having the opposite effect of what you want.
Yeah.
It's like this just screams of like, you know, a lack of connection, a lack of intimacy, yes. A lack of real attraction.
Which may not necessarily so be the like, case, ugh. But the language suggests it.
No, it's just this language that's being used of like, hey, collab, hey, let's do... I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to collab with
you.
I want to fuck you. I don't want to collab with you.
And I think perhaps we're showing our age a little bit here because I get the feeling that Gen Z potentially... doesn't know any different. Like they haven't had a time where they're not
maybe
texting each other like on Twitter being like, hey, collab, retweet for retweet, shit like that. You know, it's just the world now and they don't necessarily know a time. I could be pulling this out of my ass. Maybe they do.
It's their world and we're just living in it.
But like, remember the days when we used to text each other with like, hey, you wanna fuck? Or like, you're hot. Do you want to meet up? Maybe sleep together? Maybe, I don't know. I never said that. That sounds lame.
Sleep would together.
Would you like to go with me?
Would you like to light a fire and just we'll just lay in front of the rug and just fist into me? Actually, I've done that. That's really hot. fisting by an open fire. I'm like, oh, my butt's so warm and cozy. It's lovely.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to work out where did this... Who is using collab in a non-ironic way? Because whenever I see it, I'm just like, this is such a turnoff. As you say, it's like, really? Are you serious using that word right now? I run for the hills.
I suppose what we're struggling with now is that what's the difference between a content creator and a porn star?
Yeah. So
where do you make that distinction? Who would you think of as like a porn star? Like two names off the top of your head.
That's funny. So I think Hunger FF is a porn star. Mm-hmm. That's because, and you know, he works for himself, but he's built his porn empire with a proper professional website, good filming, like good quality, a huge lineup of other, well, you know, some well-known porn actors, some average Joes, people in the fisting community, whatever, but it's high quality. So I'd call him a porn star or a porn, let's say a prop, like, I actually hate the term porn star, because that suggests you work for a porn company, like in the 90s and noughties, like.
Well, I mean, he did do the studio stuff. Yeah,
like Raging Stallion and stuff like that, sure. And maybe that's a defining feature of a porn star, is somebody that has been in these professionally produced studio porns.
And one other name. Give me one other name.
In the fisting community?
I mean, that's sort of where we're treading in right now.
Absolutely. Oh, that's right. We're a fisting podcast. Here's the thing. I can't remember the last time I watched a studio porn. Give me a second actor.
Going by your parameters, like Axel Abyss.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So for you, it's a quality.
Yes.
As a barometer of like a star versus a content creator.
Yeah.
But then that just says like, you know, the more you throw money at it, the more you're, you're a pornographer rather than a content creator. I would say for me, I think it's just a certain, I know the difference between, and I've had so many of these conversations with people like, yeah, I'm thinking of starting a Just for Fans. I'm thinking of doing this. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, well, what are your reasons for doing it? And the first thing that rolls out of their mouth is money.
Yeah.
I mean, we all got to pay bills. And that's a perfectly valid reason. But the people I know who are real, like, I think are like stars. And, when, you know, whether, you know, naming lights were just, I mean, we've met people, you know, at Fist Fest or whatever. You think, my God, I've been jacking off to you for like 10 years online. Never once charged for their exactly. porn. But I think, God, you're a star. Like, the amount of, you know, the amount you've poured into, you know, making quote unquote content, and just creating stuff that is titillating and engaging. And it's a labor of love. And, you know, it can be free, it can be paid for, whatever that is. To me, that's the kind of definition of a star. Like, there's a passion behind it. And if you get paid for it, like, I know for Hunger and Axel, it was like, they're big sluts. We love them for that. And it's like, hey, I'm doing all this. I may as well just stick a camera in the room and just capture this.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the distinction. It's like, you know, John Thomas, you know, that's a very sexually charged person, you know, and it's like, hey, there might as well be a camera here just to capture all this good old sluttiness that's happening. So to me, that's the distinction. It's like, hey, I think I'll do this and I guess I'll perform for the camera now. That's content creation for me. Whereas like, I'm a big slut. Like, let's just get a camera in here.
Specifically, then coming at it from two kind of, I guess, potentially opposite sides. One being, I was already inspired, and now shove the camera in front of us and while we're doing it because you might as well. And then this other side of, I need to make some money. Shit, what am I gonna do? Oh, look, I've got a hot body. Let's do Just for Fans.
Don't you find those are the people that get bogged down with it so quickly? So
I wonder.
It's people like, oh, it's not like,
I wonder.
And I see like the mopey tweets of like, oh, you know, I just can't find anyone to film with. Oh, it's really tough. I mean, and I'm just like, because you were doing this as a money making exercise. You weren't doing it because this is just, you know, a part of who you are. Sure. This is just you expressing yourself.
However, people are not static. So, you know, it might begin as something and move to something else. So you could come from the actual abyss side and, you know, eventually end up in a place of, shit, I actually don't want to do this anymore. I'm just here going through the motions to make money. And, you know, by the same token, you might come from the other side and be like, oh, shit, I need to make some money. I guess I'll try Just for Fans. And then a year in, you're like, fuck, this was an awesome decision. I'm having so much fun. I'm feeling very creative. Yeah. I'm making great porn. People love it. But I kind of do agree when you say that there are, you know, mopey tweets out there from content creators talking about not having success. And I have a couple things to say about that. I think, firstly, it's great that they're honest about that, because I find more often than not, content creators, you know, it's logical that they would not be honest about that or not feel free to be honest about that, because they've got paying customers that potentially will drop off if they're talking about how they don't enjoy making the content.
Yeah, there is an image and a persona to maintain.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's a character, right? Essentially. But the honesty is something that I think is very valuable, because it has the potential to save your mental health. You know? If you're honest about, sorry guys, I need to take a break this week. I subscribed to somebody on Just for Fans who was like, it's just this popper beta. Actually, I tried subscribing for a month, and fascinating stuff like popper baiting. And he's just like, oh, I'm going on holiday for a week. I'm not uploading any videos. He didn't say why. He didn't like go and and talk about his mental health or anything like that. It's just like, I'm going on a holiday. And it was like totally logical. But I've seen, of course, many other things from people being like, as you say, can't find people to create with. I've lost my mojo, but I feel I've got to keep creating content. People getting very upset that they find themselves in a place. And this is something that I also considered back in 2020 when I decided not to start a Just for Fans. Like, I was worried about that. I was worried about crashing and burning, because I know that my sexuality is not, I'm not as much of a slut as many other people are in the fisting community. Well, I think I once was, and these days I'm not, most of the time. And I have to be okay with that. And so I think putting pressure on myself to have sex, when maybe I don't want to, you know, there was a risk of that. And
yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Yeah, I mean, this is something I've been struggling with in my personal life lately. I just, you know, I've always said I have two modes. I have just slut from hell and just old fishwife at home. This is me. And I'm in old fishwife mode now. And, you know, I've had a few health issues as well, which just meant, like, bottoming has sort of been out of the question. But even just, I've not been even inspired to top as well. I'm just not in that mode. I just don't feel particularly sexy or whatever, and that's a whole other thing, which I'm working on. You know, and I thought... And I actually post about it on Twitter, and I'm just like, you know what? You know, and I'm not doing this to, like, you know, sympathy. Give me sympathy. Like, no, it's not sympathy. But I'm like, hey, it's okay. You can be in that mode, and it's perfectly fucking valid. And also, I guess, you know, us being who we are, whatever, I have nothing to prove as well. Like, there's, you know, I've just spent a few weeks ago slutting up at Darklands or whatever. There's enough content or whatever of me out there. There's enough connections. Yeah. I don't have to continuously prove that I'm sexually active person.
Exactly. And like, I actually do have something to prove. I have to prove that I am not just a sex machine. That we're regular human beings. Sure, we're fisters, so we're fucking crazy, and we're crazy sexual some of the time. That doesn't stop me from having breakdowns or having months where I just don't want to have sex or don't want to really think that much about sex. That's what I'm trying to prove. I'm trying to prove that I'm not just a body for getting fisted. I'm not just a butt. I'm not just hands. I'm not just a dick. I'm not just a pretty
face.
But
all these things I like about you. I like all these things about you. They're fun. I have had this conversation with quite a few people in the last sort of year or so, who, like, you know, they've got personal things happening, or you know, life just taken over, and they go, oh God, I just haven't had the chance to, like, upload new videos, and I just haven't been able to make content that I need. And I've And I'm not going to name names because people might be angry at me, like, oh, you're the reason they left Twitter. There was one in particular who's gorgeous. And people are like, where's he gone? He's a friend of yours. I'm like, yeah, I kind of told him, like, he doesn't owe anyone anything and he should just do whatever. He's like, yeah, cool, I'm leaving Twitter. And all his videos are gone.
Okay, so you have these conversations with people on Twitter as well. Because I do that recently.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, there's two people in particular who spring to my mind who they were really kind of getting down on themselves. And they had genuine, like, real kind of life stuff to deal with. And obviously, the last thing on their mind at that moment is, oh, I've got to make some porn for the internet. Yeah. One has a Just for Fans, the other one doesn't. It was just free content on Twitter. And they were really bogged down with it. And I was like, you don't owe anyone. I mean, one of them getting paid. I was like, well, you're not financially dependent on this, are you? Like, no, it's just a little side hustle. I was like, well, you know, if you're not dependent on this financially, like, you don't owe anyone anything. I mean, what's the old saying? Like, unless those bitches be paying your bills, pay those bitches no mind.
it's them bitches.
Them. But you know what I mean? Them bitches. Yes, thank you. But yeah, the point stands. You know, I mean, I feel for people who are financially dependent on it, and we know people that want out and can't get out because they've spent many years in this industry, and now it's kind of all they, you know, like, well, I would quit tomorrow, but like, but what am I going to do for money?
Sure, but
quite often they started very young in this, and they've just kind of, they've not done anything else, so it's just like, well, what do I put on a CV?
Sure, and I think it's a good place to make a comparison here, because you might be working for any old industry and have the same issue. Like, I'm a musician, right? I've been working as a professional musician for 11 years, and this year I decided to make a change and look for something different. I don't want to just be doing the same job anymore. And I've noticed how hard it is to give up, to let go. I wanted to quit my job already 3 years ago. And due to the pandemic, I stuck with it. And now I'm taking a leap of faith. And I don't know what I want to do yet. But I think it's very easy for people to get stuck into something that works as a job for a time. And yeah, I'd see probably no difference between that and working in the sex industry, like, especially when something like pleasure is concerned, sex being pleasure, music being very pleasurable. Like, I love making music. It's my life's blood. It's like sex and music. Those are my two major passions. And thinking about how maybe I'm not experiencing the same kinds of pleasure I used to get from music because I've been working and relying on it to make my money for such a long time. Mm. What if I stopped doing that? Or what if I treated it a little differently? What if I still make music without the need to make money from it? Because that's where I'm wanting to go, basically. And thereby, you know, down the track, if I'm writing a lot of music not for money and getting it out there, you know, for people to listen to anyway, maybe I'll start to enjoy it even more, and maybe eventually the money will come back through it without me pushing myself to do it. It's one of those things where I don't know where I'm going with this, but I think we can't draw the conclusion that that sex is the problem.
No, not at all. I mean, we're both sex positive people, obviously. So I think any critiques we have of this new wave of content creation, it's not a hating on sex work. Some people would argue, is it sex work, is it not? Because you know, you're picking and choosing who you want to have sex with. That's a whole other argument, and I'm not a sex worker. I don't really feel qualified to really comment on
and
that.
And that's not really what we're talking about with this, is it?
Let's take a break. Let's do an ad break. This episode is sponsored by Kink 3D.
Chastity has exploded in popularity over the past few years, and Kink 3D is a huge part of that. They're the company behind the Cobra, the distinctive slick black cages that are all over your Twitter feed.
It used to be that Chastity came in a few pre-made sizes. Kink 3D changed the game by making it possible for just about anyone to be locked up comfortably, without the need for custom ordering. They have a huge range of sizes, with over 15 options for the cage.
So it doesn't matter if your cock is big or small, thick or skinny, they can find the right fit for you. Kink3D's 3D printed cages are discreet, so you can wear it at work, and also incredibly lightweight and durable. So you can wear it at the gym, running, hiking, or just about anything else you like to do.
Locktober is coming up soon, which means thousands of folks are about to do a month-long chastity challenge. Think of it as a very playful orgasm detox, where everyone encourages and supports each other online. If you want to join in, you can go to kink3d.com and set yourself up with a new cage. That's K-I-N-K, then the number 3, then the letter D.com.
Kink3D has all the info you'll need and some of the best customer service out there. You can also follow them online on Twitter and Reddit, where you can see people of all different shapes and sizes showing off while being locked. So check out kink3d.com and see for yourself why they are the hottest name in chastity this Locktober.
We are back with Hungerisms with Hunger FF. What would you say to any other porn performer thinking of launching their own website as opposed to a fan site?
Save your money. So like, because it was a bloody fortune to develop the website on my own. But I would say that it's really like the fan platforms are great if you have, if you need to build something, if you need to build from scratch, like they give you such a great framework to work within, you know, specifically just for fans, like I'll always be fond of them. And Dominic has been nothing but like amazing to me. So like nothing short of amazing. And so I would just say that like utilize those spaces while they're here. And like, if you ever feel like you've outgrown it, you know, it takes a lot to run your own website and to like do customer service on your own and handle getting payment processing and developing this website. I mean, like it was, like I said, a fortune. So those platforms give you kind of like the framework that you need to do what you need to do in the beginning. But like if it ever grows to the point where you need to kind of branch out on your own, I would say go for it. And I've met people in the past that were part of my life that told me like dissuade people from building their own platforms. Less competition is better. But I'm more of the mindset that like I want everyone to succeed. And if success for you means being on the platforms, great. If success means building your own space so you can do whatever the fuck you want, build your own space. Like do whatever works for you.
You've just listened to another segment of Hungerisms. Make sure to head over to hungerff.com and use promo code SUCHFUN4 to receive 24 hours of free access to the internet's highest rated hardcore fisting and prolapse videos.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
You know how in content creation you see so many gay for pay guys?
Ugh, okay, and that's where I will get hateful on.
okay, so like, and I love to watch them because it's so fucking funny seeing their trajectory. Like you go and visit their Twitter pages every so often, or you see it in your feed, and you see every time how they're getting just a little more gay and a little more gay and a little more gay. Like this one guy, well, or not.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes years. Yeah, it's just year. It starts off, but like we'll just whack next to each other. Then you know I'll let him blow me. Then I'll blow him. Then it's just like now I'm, you know, 6 years in, I'm getting dick down.
Oh sure. Down. But this yeah. One guy, Fit Filu or Filu Fit. I think he's Spanish. Fucking gorgeous. Like 6'5", muscle, blonde stud. Straight as they come. And he started off with like the jack off and like pretending to fuck a guy, like standing behind him, like they're on a balcony naked, and he's quite clearly pretending to fuck. And I looked at the comments, and people are just fucking dragging him to hell, being like, "This is the most terrible gay for pay I've ever seen." Cut like to a month later, and he's actually doing the kissing, and they're hugging properly, like almost like they want to hug each other. And then another month later, he's like going the whole hog. He's fucking guys. He's capitalizing on the pink dollar, in a major way, where you're just like, I mean, it's hot. I'll come to it, but I'm not going to pay for it ever. That's one thing. I know a lot of people will.
But do you feel sorry for the people that do get duped by it? And I mean, I've had a few that I've signed up to, and instantly I was like, wow, like, it's just, you know, it's 30, 20-second video.
Yeah.
It's like, how am I meant to whack off to this?
Yeah, there is that.
You bastard. Or you already pay, like, quite a hefty, like, initial fee, and then, like, all the good stuff is behind paywall. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, no, I want 50.
The audacity.
I want $50.
The audacity.
To watch, so you can see someone suck my dick, yeah.
Or like, to show I'm you like, a photo fuckers. Of my dick. It's like, what the fuck, man? Where do you get off? Yeah. Like, there's this one guy in Berlin I know. He's an acquaintance. We follow each other on Twitter now. He's gorgeous. He's like, he seems to be perpetually 21. Probably injecting himself with collagen, you know, every other week. But he's got his OnlyFans. He's had it for years, and he only ever shows, like, you know, like 20% of his butt cheeks, if you're lucky. And like this supposedly massive cock that's always behind his sheer shorts. And I've heard from people who've actually gone and subscribed to him, and everything is behind another paywall, like extra content, anything. If you want to see his dick, like, good luck, because you'll be parting with your monthly fee plus $50. It's all just this titillating crap that's bringing these poor suckers in, and I don't stand for that shit. Like, I give my nudes away for free. I always have. Come on.
This is the one thing where I do think, yeah, you are garbage and you are part of the problem. And if you were part of a porn studio, they would whip you into shape so fucking quick. They wouldn't stand for this.
So, like, if you're gonna,
could you imagine turning up to a set of like Tim Tales or whatever, and then be like, oh no, I only show, you know, I just do a little, and they're like, get your fucking clothes off, bend over that bed. You're getting dicked down. And like, yeah, but is there going to be a... No, $9.99 a month and people see everything.
Yeah.
This is how it works, little boy.
And that's actually what integrity is in that industry, I believe. You know, a lack of integrity being like, I'm going to sell you something that is not the truth. I'm going to pretend to you that I'm selling you this thing. I'm not actually going to sell it to you. I'm just going to take your fucking money.
Yeah, I know someone here in Manchester that's like... I mean... Hot guy, huge dick, and it's just, and someone said they signed up to it because I was so tempted, like, oh, it's so beautiful. I'm like, no, all the selfies that you see on Twitter, it's just those, right. But behind a paywall. It's
surprise behind door number 3. What have we got for him, Johnny?
And he's just bought a house. He's bought a house because all these suckers. Oh, I hate life.
But that house will come crumbling down because karma is a bitch.
Good. Yes. Be some new build.
Speaking of, speaking of subscriptions, I wanted to do a little plug because, like, in not having a Just for Fans, I've decided I would prefer to invest in something that's a little more me and a little more worthwhile. So I monetized my Patreon, I monetized my blog a few months ago through Patreon. So there I write more content than I have been, more extensive content. I actually go into a heap of research. I make videos, vlogs, and stuff like that. It's occasionally like extended interviews and stuff. And none of it is porn, and all of it is informational, and all of it is me. So instead of subscribing to your next Just for Fans, consider going to patreon.com/mlfb, my little fisting blog. And supporting me there. I'm currently doing...
Well...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, you're just a content creator like anyone else.
I am, exactly. I'm...
Yeah. So it's not just limited to porn. We're all selling ourselves in some way these days.
Yeah. That's right.
You do it through your blog. I do it through my arts as well.
And I got to say, like, sometimes it's hard keeping up because I feel the pressure of wanting to provide new content all the time. And I think I fail quite often. I don't know. You probably know all about this. It's about feeling like you've got to constantly be in the mindset of like, I could be creating this thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like just the other day. So last week I played on some toys and I ripped myself a little bit. I ripped my butthole up.
Aww.
It was great.
I thought you never hurt yourself on toys.
I also very rarely play on toys these days. So this was... And I was a little too eager, I gotta say. Because I...
See, this is what happens with me.
I played on one of the grips And I was like, that went in easy. So I took a bigger grip and I sat down on that, and that went in eventually as well. And turns out it gave me a couple of tears, one on either side, and maybe a small hemorrhoid I discovered today. I'm just like, ooh, I never get hemorrhoids. And now I'm feeling it. It feels like maybe there's a hemorrhoid there. So I've been using a cream.
Don't talk to me about the H word.
And here's another thing. Like, I've never been into whole aftercare. It's never been something I've done. I'm too lazy. Or, you know, full of hubris, like pretending like I'm not actually injured when, you know, I am. And so people message occasionally and are like, you've never written anything about whole aftercare. I want to know about it. What should I do? And so I took this opportunity to have a little experiment. And so I've been making little videos of myself every day doing my whole aftercare and talking about it. Cause I took this little cream that we got at FistFest last year, Future Method.
Oh, yeah. I've used that a couple of times.
I'm using it at the moment. Seems to help. And so I'm documenting my healing, basically. And that's going to be a little vlog episode to come out on my Patreon. So there you go. But yeah, no, I am feeling the pressure of content creation. I think an important question is pacing. So is it more important to create something, you know, multiple times a week, or is it more important to create quality content that you've had time to think about and process? And, you know, because always with my blog and, you know, with my work as well, like writing music, I've found that it takes how long it takes. Some things need to be discovered in their own time. Sure, it's good to keep working at something like consistently, like every day, you know, but you're only going to strike gold if the circumstances are correct. And so I think I might go a couple weeks without necessarily making any content for the blog, but then at some point inspiration hits and I'm like, ah, that's that thing. That's that thing that now I can explore and talk about on the blog, be it whole aftercare. Like, that only would have come to me now that I'm injured. I had to wait to get injured, basically.
Well, this is content creation versus being an artist. An artist in any form, whether you're a musician, a writer, and, you know, an illustrator, a pornographer, I think. You know, there's pornographers being who, and I would describe them as artists, what they do.
Yeah.
I've had this certainly with my artwork in the last few years. I promised myself beginning of 2022 that I wasn't, because I was starting to get really bogged down with comparing myself to other illustrators and artists that's not doing exactly the same thing as me, but, you know, kind of playing in similar ponds, you know. I'm like, oh god, they're just churning it out like week after week, if not day after day. I thought, well, I can't compete with that. I mean, you know, I still have a part-time day job, do this, you know, it's like, I'm busy. But also I just realized I really despise the idea of just putting artwork out for the sake of putting it out. And then I look back on some of that work and I'm like, God, that was garbage. So I really promised myself last year that I was only going to put work out other than what you pay me for. If you pay me, I'll do whatever you want. Within reason.
It's okay.
And I think the quality of my work has improved massively. And I, you know, I archive everything, and I have like my 2020 artwork folder, my 2021 artwork folder, and they are substantially more full than my 2022 and today my 2023 folder. But I'm far prouder of the things that are in there, because I think a lot more time and care and the giving myself the freedom to just kind of, you know, really digest it and play around with like form and colors and composition, you know, just, and that's, so I've really tried to step away from being a content creator in terms of my artwork and illustrating. And I do try as well when people do pay me for artwork, and partly attached to the price tag, you know, if you do contact me about an artwork, I'm not going to say how much it is on here. But part of that is you're paying for my time, really. That's what it is. Because I'm not just going to churn it out like that. If you want a copy and paste job, you know, like, just do that, but move that around and blah, 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 just insert me and like, yeah, all right, fine, that, you know, 6 hours, fine. But you want me to create something original for you, something with love and care, something I've thought about. That takes time as well. But I enjoy that process. I really do. So I've just realized, like, yeah, it might be months in between my latest original piece on Twitter or whatever. And I'm very okay with it. But we've fallen into this idea of, like, weekly content. We have to keep... It's all fucking social media and algorithms.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all this shit that we've fallen into. Like, if you don't post so often, then, you know, then you realize that your mentions go down. And then you're just not in people's feeds as much. So then the algorithms stop recommending you to other people. It's all this crap you have to deal with.
Within a broader context of...
And I'm over the bullshit. I'm over the bullshit. I'm over the drama. And I've had enough, officially.
Within this context of capitalism, or as my husband would say, late stage capitalism. I don't know. I gotta say, I'm glad that you don't feel the pressure of immediate content creation.
Mostly, I mostly know. There's a few things here and there. I'm just like, oh, I only put that out because it had been a while, or something I didn't 100% knew was ready. You know, but yeah. I just thought, you know, it's been a while. I'll put it out there. Fuck
and,
it.
And sometimes done is better than perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a concept that works well for me, you know.
But I guess now we're applying this to sex and porn, this commodification of it as well. And in my limited knowledge of porn, you know, some people, if they were doing studio porn, they might film, I don't know, 3-4 times a year. And that would be enough. Same now, what, you've got to create weekly content for a year? That's a lot.
Well, if you're smart about
it. Don't tell me they're all winners. They're all winning scenes. They're all like, oh, the hottest content ever.
Right. Yeah.
There's stuff I jack off to, you know, and it's just like, I've been jacking off the same thing for fucking years. Because it's just like, that was a moment in time captured.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally with you there.
That was hot, you know. Yeah. Exactly. You know, rather than, oh, look at my new latest scene with whatever. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, no, that thing you recorded 5 years ago on your dodgy iPhone 4.
Yes.
Oh, that was because it was. Oh, that was the connection there. That was that you were hot for each other. That was
the prolapse was biggest right then.
Possibly. I mean, for people like you and me, we rely very much on intimacy and connection with fisting, and we really covet that.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, and even amongst like the craziness of going to something like, I don't know, Darklands or whatever event may be on, even in the midst of that, I think ultimately we do kind of, once we get a connection with someone, we're like, oh, that's what it's about. Where that connection is, you know, lasting 6-7 hours of play versus, you know, 30 minutes. It's like, oh, that's what we cover as well. And I don't know how compatible the connection that I believe is necessary with fisting, how compatible that is with content creation and collabing.
Yeah. So, a couple of things. Well, I'll just mention one thing. You're going to get all sorts, right? You're going to get, just as you do in fisting, you get all sorts. You get into sexual situations that are not intimate at all. You've got your arm in somebody and you're not feeling it. There's no, you know, there's little communication, you know, for whatever reason. And you're going to get totally the opposite of that, where you know, your arm might be in exactly the same place, but you're feeling this connection. You're feeling amazing because of that crazy intimacy. And you're going to get that from content creators as well. Sometimes they're going to be incredibly connected and other times they're not.
Mm.
Yeah. So like where, I don't think we can really say, but I get this suspicion that, and maybe it's based on my own experiences in front of the camera, as soon as I turned the camera on, I would lose the intimacy. I would lose the focus on my pleasure. It would become about how does it look on the camera?
Yeah.
And then, you know, oftentimes I'd watch the content and be like, oh, that doesn't look nearly as good as it felt.
Hmm.
And I think that kind of says a lot. Fisting shouldn't be about how fucking great you look while you're doing it. Fisting shouldn't be about whether you can see my bald patch or not. It should be about what are you feeling internally? What kind of connection are you feeling? And I feel like it's difficult to represent that on film. It's possible, and we've seen that a lot, of course. That's why fisting porn exists.
Yeah.
But when I sit at home jacking off to it, I'm almost feeling inside me what I'm imagining the bottom to feel, or feeling around my arms what I'm imagining the top is feeling like in that moment. And that is the joy of watching fisting porn. It is a fantasy, of course, at the same time. So maybe they're not feeling that, but I'm imagining that they are. Who knows? Did I digress? I forget.
Yeah. No, I agree. Hard agree. We're back with Rod and Michelle from toptoys.com. Juicer, it's not just for lemon and limes anymore. Care to explain?
Happy to care to explain. The juicer is a depth toy that we've been looking for quite a while. It's actually came out from team members in the team that are also really getting into depth and led that design. So it's something we're very proud about, to have other queer team members come up with a design that we can make a reality. It's another depth toy that we wanted to solve a few problems. The main one, or one of them, is it's always super hard with lube and a depth toy. So the super nice ribs on the toy, which goes all the way through, are not only super fun the way they feel, and the toy has a spiral twist in you that you feel when it goes in, and especially out, it carries lube very well and very nicely in you. And many of the depth toy limitation in it is they don't plug in well. This one absolutely does, and you really feel it, and you really hold it inside, and it's been a super popular toy, which is why we're working on two new sizes, a bigger one and a smaller one. And we do feel that this is a revolutionary depth toy, because the way it holds in, and also when you spit it out, it kind of like spins because it has a spiral on it. So that's super fun. Would be very good to see some boys start to peg one another with that.
I suspect my husband might be into that one. He's not into fisting, but he loves things nice and deep.
There you go.
Top Toys is made from 100% body-safe, platinum-cured silicone, catering for people of all levels of experience.
They offer clear, easy-to-understand sizing guides so that you know the toy that you're buying is right for you. Top Toys is also a proud, queer-owned and operated business.
Go to toptoys.com, where you can shop their entire toy range, as well as fisting accessories like gloves, play sheets, X-Lube, and branded apparel.
For European customers, Top Toys ships directly from Europe, so no need to worry about hefty customs charges. Alternatively, check the website and find a retailer near you stocking their range.
Have fun!
Fist Tees for fist lovers like you.
Check out the original handmade fisting t-shirt designs from camarados.com.
Super subtle designs so you can wear them at work or at the gym without everyone realizing you're a fucking giant fist slut.
Except for your fellow fisters, of course. Think of them as a red hanky for the next generation.
Go to camarados.com, that's camarados.com, and use discount code SUCHFUN, all one word, for a 10% discount.
That's right, fellow piggies. One thing that I just want to close on is how do you feel about, because I've noticed this at Guns N' Roses party, I was at in London a few months ago, we noticed it at Darklands, is having content creator spaces.
Yes. Fucking hate it.
You hate it? Okay.
Maybe I'm just in a destructive mood at the moment. At Darklands, when I found the Just For Fans space, it just looked mega trashy. It looked like...
I just hold you back. You're like, no, I'm going to burn it to the ground. I'm like, no, it's not worth it, Jazz. Stop it. No, leave them. Leave them be.
It looked like the
place... Those ring lights cost money. Stop it.
It looked like... It was like this one corner of the dark room. They're kind of relegated to the corner. It was all like... Probably basically like the rest of the dark room. These black walls and not much furniture. There was like an old leather couch there and one sling, one lonesome sling. And I thought, this looks incredibly sad. This looks like when the cleaners come after the party's done, they would sweep the whole place, and they would sweep all of the mess into this one corner, because this was the saddest of them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when you're in a certain mood and you see things through certain filters, and maybe just look this way to me, maybe to other people it look fucking glamorous and gorgeous, but to me at this point I was just like, this is hell. I am not stepping foot in here. I have a friend who wanted to film some Just for Fans content there, like some what do you call it? He wanted to be a cum dump, and he wanted me to like marshal the tops into to come in his dump, and I said no. I like that, like, he's a friend of mine, I like him. But it was like, the moment I saw that, I was like, fucking definitely not. I'm not doing any marshalling. What about at Guns N' Roses? What was it like there?
My initial gut reaction was like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I saw it in the corner, it was brightly lit, had the ring lights, the tripods.
The lights.
And I thought, oh, God, this is where we've come to. What a terrible state of the community. And then I was like, hang on.
Fucking prude.
Hang on a minute here. I know. And then I was like, you know what? It's going to happen. So I just like the idea of like, if you're going to do it over there in the corner. Be like a dog. It's sort of like, just do it in the corner.
You're going to shit all over everything.
No. I feel like in those spaces, your identity is no longer a kinkster, a fetishist, a fister. Your identity is a content creator. It's like, so that's fine. So you go content creator over there, away from the rest of us. You go do it there.
Can we not be multiple things?
And then when you're ready to be a fister, a kinks, whatever, you can come rejoin us.
And you take your content creation hat off and you put your fister hat on.
Yes. Yes. That's my feeling with it as well. So go on, do it over there in your special space. Get your camera phones out, set them up, do all that. I don't want to be in a sling, in a whatever, and someone whips out their fucking phone and be like, oh my God, this would be a really hot video. I'm like, fuck off. Because now I'm worried about, oh, is my double chin showing? Like, that's the last thing. I want to be like drooling, being like, looking like an overturned hamster. That's what I want to be doing.
Did you just see my penis fall out of my shorts right now?
Did it?
Yeah. Oh.
Do it again.
I was just changing position and there's a ball. Because I'm wearing little gym shorts. Do you see it?
No.
No, it's covered by my duvet.
No. I think it's covered by me in the corner. Because I've got that little screen of me.
There you go. My penis was behind you. Maybe this is a little tie-in to what I was saying kind of at the beginning of this episode.
God, I hope so.
Why are we trying to be just one thing? Can't I be me? Can't I be a full human being that is sometimes horny and sometimes not? And sometimes as a podcaster, and sometimes as a musician, and sometimes as a fucking lazy bum on the couch. Content creators, I guess putting them in a specific space in the dark room is relegating them to one thing, to that content creator hat, to have that on.
Hmm.
Is that problematic? Does that separate them from the rest of us?
I think it's coming up with a solution to a problem that exists.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't see it as a problem. Because
It would be far worse to have people trying to film in the regular darkroom area where other people are trying to have sex.
Oh, like, God.
That would really piss me off. At least with this.
And there is a difference. There is a difference, obviously. And we've been, I, at Fist Fest, I think both of us were papped, if you like. You know, at no point was like, I need a video of this. But some people are like, hey, this is really hot. What's happening right here? Is it cool if I film? I'm like, sure. I think that's different. I think that's sort of capturing a moment.
Yeah.
If you choose to monetize off of that after, that's fine. I've done it. But it's a different mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, it is definitely a different mindset. I don't know. So I've got this one fairly good friend. We meet up together to fist another good friend here in Berlin. And the other good friend has a deep, wide, massive hole. One of the biggest I've ever fisted. And we meet up on the semi-regular. And so I, a few months ago, I recruited my friend because I decided that this hole is a two-man job. And so me and my friend, we go and meet this guy and do some triple fisting and whatnot. And my friend has decided he wants to start a Just for Fans. And he sent me consent form, and I haven't filled it out yet because I'm too lazy right now, but I should go and look at that and see exactly how I feel giving my consent, because he wants to make money off filming us having sex.
Mm.
And like, I'm totally willing to do it. That's fine. Although I'm definitely going to be making a contract with him that I get like $1 per 1,000 views on the videos I'm in. But yeah, that's a thing. Like, we started filming as like an aside. It was like, for me, the focus has always been about the sex. And for him, he was certainly very into, like, very focused on the filming of it in a way that I maybe used to be five to 10 years ago. And the fact that he's now going to monetize it, I'm like, well, great. Just as long as our sex gets to still just be our sex and not starting to be much more about the filming.
Well, I mean, I don't want to end this on a sour note, but I've noticed two, three people I know since moving up here who've got on the porn bandwagon, which fully support. But I've noticed we've gone from like, and obviously I'm not a porno person. I ain't got a porno body. Give me another year, I'll work on it. But, you know, there goes one in particular who, you know, we played set several times, had a really good time, really connected, really fun, really enjoyed each other's company. And then they've started on the porn thing, or the content creation, I should say. And now it's like, they just do not have time for me. And now it's just like, all their people are other content creators and porn people, and that's just the world they have to exist in. And they need the contacts, and they need to be... Yeah, they need a regular uploading schedule, and it's just this whole kind of... It's its own community.
Right.
It really is. And I realized, like, okay, I don't fit in that community. Right. And now, clearly, the play that we used to have doesn't align with that. Because it's not... You can't monetize the sex that you have with me. For a few reasons. And that's... I guess that's... And that's probably where I am a bit bitter, I will admit. And that's, I suppose that's the downside I think I've seen of content creation.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of good sex and good connections have been sacrificed along the way for a hot video.
And that's sad.
So sad. So sad.
That's a shame. Right?
It is, yeah. Should we leave it there?
You've been listening to Such Fun.
No, do better. No, I don't know. I think that's a big thing. Just do better, everyone.
Everybody, no. Have great sex. Do what it takes.
Whether there's a camera there or not.
Whether there's a camera there or not. Have great sex. Have great fisting. Focus on what are you feeling inside your body? What is your connection to the other person or people? That is the only thing that's important. If you can make content out of it, fantastic. If you're going to make money, great. Do it. If you love doing that, perfect. If you don't, stop.
Yeah.
Look after yourself. Your mental health is so much more important than making a buck. Take care of yourself. Take care of your partners.
What does Jerry Springer say? Take care of yourself and each other.
Asshole.
You've been listening to Such Fun. Bye.